Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This is the Wikipedia page for Human Blockhead. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Vernado, KSN, reminding you all that I'm really excited about the Human Blockhead page.
Yes, and also to subscribe.
Yeah, do that.
Now, I have a confession, which is one of our affiliated shows, the NYC Talent Show. Not that long ago, we had a performer who was described as doing blockhead in addition to something else. And everybody just kind of said blockhead as if that's just like a common term. And so I just went along with it, but I didn't actually know what that meant.
Well, here we go, everybody.
Human blockhead. A human blockhead is a carnival or sideshow performer who hammers a nail or other implement, such as an ice pick, awl, or screwdriver, into their nasal cavity via the nostril.
Right on. There's a close-up of a human blockhead using a 6-inch nail in their nose, and it's pretty funny.
It's a crazy picture.
Method. The stunt is often shocking to audiences who believe that the nail is being hammered into the skull itself. In reality, the stunt plays on the anatomical misconception that the nasal cavity goes upward rather than straight back. The performer merely learns the terrain of the nasal cavity and lessens their sensitivity and urge to sneeze until the implement can be slid straight back through the nasal cavity until it hits the back of the throat.
I can't say any of that sounds like a good time. The use of a hammer merely adds to the shock value by creating the illusion that the nail is being pounded through bone. One performer, Doc Swami, pushed the nail too far such that it got lost. However, shaking the head and blowing the nose can dislodge the nail. Some performers have gone so far as to use a power drill. Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message. While you choose not to do this type of unsafe stunt in case you accidentally pound it into your skull.
Thank you for listening to that message. The stunt isn't necessarily unsafe unless you just don't know how to do it. Learn before you do it.
Well, learn before you do it, but I feel like there's a lot of room for error that could be very dangerous.
Also with crossing the street. So don't cross the street, anybody.
Don't do it.
History. The stunt is said to have been developed by renowned magician and sideshow performer Melvin Burkhart, 1907 to 2001. After his nose was broken in a boxing bout and he became fascinated by the way that the doctors inserted instruments into his nose, since then, it has become one of the staple acts of the sideshow. Over the years, several variations of the act have been developed by numerous performers using objects including running power drills, fireworks, lit fire-eating rods, condoms, balloons, corkscrews, letter openers, straws, spoons, forks, and much more.
What is humanity's obsession with stuffing objects into orifices that don't bring good feelings?
Besides the human blockhead, what are you referring to?
Just, if there is a hole in the human body, people are putting things in it.
You mean like Q-tips?
Well, I mean Q-tips is one example, sure.
But that helps you clean your ear sometimes.
You should never put a Q-tip in your ear. It says right on the box, don't put this in your ear.
I'm not talking about the ear canal. I'm talking about the ear where you wipe this Q-tip that you use a Q-tip for. To wipe around the ear, the lobe, and all the crud that gets inside your ear.
But that's not a hole.
Well, yeah, but people do put Q-tips in their ear hole.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, so is that what you're talking about?
I'm talking about humanity's obsession with putting objects in their holes that are not necessarily used for sex.
Okay, but besides the human blockhead, what are you referring to?
Oh, just generally, like, you always hear about ER stories of people coming in with, like, things in holes.
Mostly in their butts. Either in their butts, which they're doing for sexual pleasure, possibly, or up their nose, which is mostly kids, I think.
Their nose, their mouth, their ears.
What are you referring to?
People are always putting things in holes.
I mean, you're just like making broad statements without being like...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In 2005, scientific skeptic and investigator James Randi criticized faith healer John of God of Brazil for his use of this carnival trick to convince unsuspecting people, some desperately ill, of his paranormal healing powers. Randi and others also criticized news media outlets ABC, CNN, and Oprah Winfrey for uncritically promoting the faith healer's quackery.
Yeah, that's probably not good. You shouldn't promote quackery. On November 23, 2009, the National Geographic Channel's Humanly Impossible series aired an episode, Human Blockhead, examining this trick with a visual camera probe inserted through the nostril and up to 4 inches into the sinus cavity. Wow.
Wow, it's like a COVID test before they were cool. One example of a variation of the original human blockhead act is the human meathead, created in 2000 by Ryan Stock. The performer displays a large meat hook and then proceeds to force it into the nostril through his nasal cavity and out his mouth. When performing this stunt, Ryan Stock has said that he had suspected that he had suspended up to 70 pounds from the end of the inserted hook.
Oh, wow.
I've seen that.
It's pretty severe. Amazing.
I wonder how his nose didn't fall off.
Because it was bone. It's hanging off a bone.
Interesting. This has been the Wikipedia page for Human Blockhead. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for X, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button like you're gonna smash the tip button for performers.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.